Good afternoon. Welcome to REID, the podcast series. I'm your host, Chris Corum, and we're speaking today with Randy Vanderhoof, the Executive Director of the Smart Card Alliance, about the upcoming Smart Cards in Government Conference. It's the 7th annual event and will be held on October 22nd through the 24th in Washington, D.C. at the Ronald Reagan Center and International Trade Center. So, Randy, thanks for joining us and filling us in about the conference.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to seeing you there next month.
I'll definitely be there. All right, let's kick it off.
Well, Chris, you know, this event began actually in 2001, the same year as 9/11. And at that time, the Department of Defense had already committed itself to the CAC program, which was the first major smart card rollout in the government market. And after 9/11, there was an awakening within the government and within the security industry that we needed to look at new and innovative ways to manage identity and security. So the conference really grew as the interest in security and specifically government-issued identity and access programs began to take off. So what the main emphasis has been around education and bringing the industry leaders, the government decision makers, and the folks who are making the specifications and the standards together to really highlight and discuss the major issues that need to be talked about to make sure that we stay on track with some of these aggressive programs that we've.
It's interesting timing. Probably not an accident on your part either, but we've got the election right around the corner after the event, and certainly there's a lot of talk about all these identity programs in government and will a new administration change those or not change those. You've also got the next major deadline in the PIV or the FIPS 201 program happening just probably couple weeks after, or actually not even a couple weeks, that next week. So there's a lot of things happening right around that date. It should make for some interesting discussion, I would assume.
Yeah, we certainly are anticipating a lot of political discussions in the
right.
aisles and the walkways as well. The event's going to be a few weeks before the election, so we won't know who's going to be in the White House yet by the time the event happens. However, you know, everyone expects that there's going to be some big changes whoever takes over the administration beyond this. So that's a great reason to come, is to get people to share their ideas and share their theories about what's going to happen in terms of Homeland Security initiatives and how is the next administration going to deal with the issue of real ID and driver's license reform? What are going to be the new funding objectives for the administration around the HSPD 12 initiative and how that moves forward? So it is exciting times, but it seems like every time we have one of these events, where we're looking at a milestone of some type or a major change or a major standard that's coming out.
A couple of years ago, you added an exhibit hall component to it, which I think, the education was always very strong. I've really enjoyed the exhibit hall aspect because it does give a place to see and kind of touch and talk to the exhibitors or the companies that are providing these things to the government folks. So to me, that seems like it's been a big addition. You feel the same way?
The exhibit hall really was an add-on to the mission around education and awareness, because so much of the technology that we were talking about hadn't been implemented in the same way in the government. So it was not only important to get the subject matter experts and the government agency people to talk about what was happening and what was to come, but it was also important to be able to see and touch and feel some of this stuff so that people had an idea of not only talking about it, but actually seeing it work. So the exhibition piece of this just complements the education side in the program and gives an opportunity for the government people who attend this event to get a chance to really see and talk to the vendors and get a better understanding about what options are available to them.
Good. Well, and I think it's nice in that it's a fairly intimate exhibit hall.
Chris, I agree with you. I think we get a lot of positive feedback about the fact that it's not a big exhibition event. But the reality is that this market isn't really that big because it is so specialized around the specific technologies in the PIV credential and electronic passports and driver's licenses and things that it's not representative of the entire identity and security marketplace, but it's really focused around those companies and those vendors who have invested significantly around new product in development to meet the specific needs of the federal government. Yeah, we're anticipating 700 to 800 people in attendance. This event has grown about 20% each year, and it's been again another exciting year in the market with a lot of new changes coming down the road. We expect in the next administration. So I think all of those things combined will help make this to be another successful event. Also, we've moved this event, you know, into the fall this year. Previously, we had held it in the spring. And the fall is actually, I think, a little bit less crowded from a standpoint of competing conferences and events compared to where we were previous years.
Now let's get back to the pre-conference workshop for a second. It's kind of my guess is more of an in-depth look at the issues surrounding an agency's implementation of a PIV card program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the workshops are very different than the conference programs. Where the conference programs, we try to bring panels of experts together to give basically snippets of specific things that are happening in the market. But in that format, it's difficult to get into a lot of detail and a lot of discussion between the audience and the speakers. So we pull together the workshop in these programs to give those people, primarily the folks who are making the decisions on how to implement the PIV credentials and meet the deadlines for HSPD 12, to have an opportunity for some more in-depth discussion about the technology involved, the decisions of how they change their security infrastructure and logical access infrastructure, some best practices that have been adopted, as well as to hear from some of the federal agencies that have gone before them or that have blazed the trail in terms of issuing their PIV credentials or starting to apply those credentials in their own agency operations. So this is industry speaking to government in the workshops, where in the conference program, if you look at the agenda, you see a lot of government speaking to industry, because we really want to give that opportunity for the government people to share their plans, their ideas, and their experiences, rather than having industry talking to industry.
Okay. Well, another aspect of that government talking to industry and to government, I suppose, is the sharing of the space and the time there with the Interagency Advisory Board meeting that y'all have done at least for the last few years, which, again, to me is a great... It's a great opportunity because a lot of people, you know, some of us go to those meetings all the time. The IAB meetings are held monthly. But there's also a lot of people who don't get the opportunity to attend those each time. And it's really kind of a unique opportunity to listen to what is really happening in the agencies and the Fed space with ID. So I think that's the synergy there, to have that kind of open up the show there on the 22nd is always great.
Yes, Chris. The IAB meeting... we've held for the last 3 or 4 years now to start off the day of the conference, and then our conference program actually kicks in the afternoon. You know, the Smart Card Alliance has had a long history of supporting the IAB from its inception. In fact, Bill Holcomb, who was one of the founders of that group, used to be on our board of directors before he retired from government service. But bringing industry and government together at the IAB meetings that are held on a regular basis has really helped with the dialogue so that the industry people understand, you know, what's happening on the standards front, what's happening on the government program initiatives and the deadlines. And it's really been a key element to the success of these programs that there's been a forum where industry people can come and listen to what the government's next steps are, or if listen to industry questions or concerns about how certain standards or certain use cases are being looked at. We open up the exhibit hall for those people after the IAB meeting is over and provide them lunch in the hall, so it gives the vendors an opportunity to mingle with a larger number of government people, even if they're not going to be staying on for the balance of the conference. So I think it's good for the Smart Card Alliance. I think it's good for the IAB. If folks are still making up their mind about attending the conference, I would please direct them to visit the Smart Card Alliance website and click on the event banner. You can not only find the agenda and the schedule and the fees associated with attending and who's exhibiting, but we also provide the attendee list. So you can look up and see if your favorite vendor or government person is already scheduled to attend, and start setting up your meetings and your contacts now so that you can take advantage of the opportunity when you're there.
Sounds great. All right, so it's October 22nd through the 24th with a pre-conference workshop day on the 21st in Washington, D.C. at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center. So our guest today has been Randy Vanderhoof, Executive Director of the Smart Card Alliance. And Randy, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you in a few weeks up there in D.C.